Miss Pat this morning that it would be a half cough drop meditation. In lieu of Psalm 150 this morning, I'd like for us to reflect just a moment on the words from Luke chapter 1 where Zechariah pronounced this prophecy. A portion of it reads in this way: Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has looked favorably on his people and redeemed them. He has raised up a mighty Savior for us in the house of David by the tender mercy of our God. Hear that. By the tender mercy of our God, the dawn from on high will break upon us, to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. You know, as I sat in worship with my family this morning, less one who's worshiping, I hope, and pray somewhere else this morning, I heard a great rumbling in the back of the sanctuary in the narthex a few minutes ago. Did you hear that? And then I added one and one together and made two when I saw all of our youth coming to put the Christmas on the tree. But you know what? That may have been the most joyful noise we've had in worship today. Amen. The sound of young ones celebrating in joy in our house of worship. Zechariah said it this way: God has redeemed us. A dawn comes from on high for those who sit in darkness, maybe even the shadow of death. Friends, I can't help but ponder here on the 2-year anniversary of the restoration of our church, that not long ago we were a people sitting in darkness, wondering as a congregation what our future would hold. Could we, in the spirit of the prophet, in these dry bones have life again? Well, praise the Lord. God has redeemed his church. There's life. There's youth. There's birth. There's love. Even in the darkest times, God redeems, strengthening this church. And yes, I say worshipfully and celebratory this morning, also strengthening two other churches in our county, in our community. May God's hand be upon their work in ministry as well. We have a God of redemption, of saving grace. Look at the beauty of this sanctuary as I sat there in worship this morning and experienced the presence of the Holy Spirit. God is faithful. As we reflect this day on this theme of peace and Advent, it certainly is appropriate during the time in our world where so much turmoil and terror threats even the grounds of our own nation, that we search for peace externally. But oh, we must also, I think, pause just a moment and consider the internal yearning for peace that we all have as well. Maybe that's at the heart of Zechariah's prophecy today. As he said prophetically, in the outskirts of the temple, that God has redeemed not only us as a people, but I think Zechariah said, me as a person. One who'd yearn
for deliverance. One who, in his lack of trust in God, became mute. Who couldn't speak. Imagine that, a preacher that couldn't speak. I don't want to hear any amens now. But the shame that Zechariah must have known. The ostracizing. Can you imagine the talks in the community? Especially in the culture of that first century. What did Zechariah do wrong? What is his sin? Shame. But Zechariah said, God, in his forgiveness, has redeemed me. Redeemed. That means to return us to the value that we once had, to restore in us the joy of our salvation. Yes, peace is the promise of our God. Peace without that Jesus Christ will ultimately return to our earth and destroy turmoil forever. But also, peace within to restore us from our sinfulness and renew in us joy and a life filled with love. Thanks be to God for the promise of Advent, for the gift of a Savior. Amen.